This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Belarus's president is under further pressure to step down after 26 years in power as the country held a ninth straight day of mass protest. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heckled and jeered President Alexander Lukashenko as he visited a factory and strikes grew across Belarus. Protesters believe the August 9th presidential election, in which Lukashenko secured a sixth term in power, was rigged. Lukashenko flew by helicopter to a factory in the capital of Minsk to rally support, but he was met by angry workers chanting, "Go away." He told the workers that he would never cave into pressure and a new election could be held, but only after approving an amended version of its constitution, an apparent bid to buy some time amid the growing political crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, opposition candidate Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said she is ready to create, quote, the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections, real, honest, and transparent elections that will be unequivocally accepted by the international community, end quote. European Union leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus. The summit was called by the EU Council president after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, President Alexander Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus since 1994. Germany said Monday it was prepared to back an expansion of European Union sanctions against leading figures in Belarus over its bloody crackdown on demonstrators. After EU ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions, Germany's government spokesperson said even stronger measures should be considered. This is VOA News.